This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world in this weekend that's in the middle of February. And coming up this Sunday is the start of the NASCAR race season with the Daytona 500, which is taking place right up the street from us in Daytona Beach. On our show this hour from Homicide Hunter is Lieutenant Joe Kenda. Also, one of the great NASCAR champions, car number 18, Kyle Busch, will be here. Dr. Christopher Kelly will be joining us on the show today. He has penned a book called Am I Dying? Now, this is not only an interesting book, but it also has some humor to it, believe it or not. And you got to hear it because it's fascinating how he's put this together. And we're going to talk about business trends with Carl DeIslet. And that's all coming up this hour, live with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause. My first guest, second hour, Lieutenant Joe Kenda.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You want to be healthier? It all starts with a good night's rest. Well, MyPillow will help you. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll get free shipping when you click on their four-pack special. That's two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Click on the four-pack special at MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Use promo code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi Today. And I was just telling our next guest before we went on the air that I couldn't be happier for him. It's just staggering the fact that when we first talked, it was before any of this even was starting. It was just getting underway. Now it's in its seventh season. Great show that's on investigative discovery. It's called Homicide Hunter. And now he's got a new book coming out the 23rd. Joining us right now is our friend, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good. You know, it's amazing. We were talking about how the show was, you know, going to be formatted and what it was all about. We had to explain it to people. Now it's seventh season. I mean, that's got to be a very nice accolade coming your way, and deservingly so, too, Joe.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's been a remarkable journey. I mean, who would have thought that this would be as successful as it is? It certainly wasn't me, but it has been. People love the damn thing, and I don't know why, but they do.
It's certainly, you're never going to run out of storylines, unfortunately, okay?
No, it's true.
Yeah. Now you got a new book that's coming out, I Will Find You, Solving Killer Cases from My Life Fighting Crime. You've stated the fact that some of the details in this book were actually too gruesome to even talk about on television.
That's correct, yeah. There's a certain line you have to draw with television. I mean, it's a family entertainment program, and you don't want to talk about certain kinds of cases on television. Murder is ugly, but there are some murders that are beyond ugly. And this is a book that you'll laugh, you'll cry, and you'll occasionally look over your shoulder to see if anybody's in the room with you while you're reading it. You know, it's different. It talks about my youth and my childhood and my marriage and how I got into the cop business and the murder business and my recurring nightmares that I have and all that sort of thing. So it's interesting.
You know, Joe, I wanted to talk to you about the nightmares because I'm not going to mention any names because just for privacy purposes, but a very close person to me is a detective. And the other night he said, come on down and I'm going to show you, you know, what I do. And then he started to show me this. And at the end of the conversation, after he was explaining how he does it and why he does it and so I know why he does it, he said to me, he says, now you're probably going to have dreams about this. And I laughed it off, right? Joe, I went home that night, and that's all I had was dreams of it. I called him up the next day and says, you are absolutely correct. You just can't file it away, can you?
No. You cannot unsee what you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot unfeel what you've felt. If you're human, and I am, you react to this to the point of I have recurring nightmares, the top five of which I describe in the book. It's the price you pay for the work. It's worth it. I put some people in a cage who need to be in one. They're not going to hurt anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But you pay a price for that, which is the memories of it all. And the worst of it, of course, is children. What could you possibly say or do at age five to warrant a violent death? Nothing at all. But it happens every day.
You spent 23 years with the Colorado Springs Police Department. In those 23 years, I want everyone to hear this because I think I mentioned this once before on the air, but your team and you solved 356 of 387 homicide cases, resulting in a 92% solve rate. One of the highest closures, by the way, in the country. However, knowing you, Joe, you probably still think of those other 31, don't you?
Of course I do. That's all I think about. I still take notes. I still make calls to the cold case unit. We have a cold case unit in Colorado Springs. And we're now down to 30. We've actually solved one of the 31 as a result of a new DNA test. It was the suspect I always thought it was, but we now proved it, and he's in jail, so we're down to 30. But I wish we were down to zero, but you just don't get them all. You don't.
Yeah.
And that's the maddening part of it all, and that's what keeps me awake at night. There's somebody out there walking around that shouldn't be.
Another case is that are coming up this season, a poisoning of a high school math teacher, an infant kidnapping. But this one kind of bewildered me. A bombing of a bank where not a penny was taken. What were they after?
Revenge.
Really?
Yep. It's interesting. It's really interesting. It really threw us off. You know, the press loves to use the expression, the police are baffled. I never knew what baffled meant, but I always saw that in the paper. You know, the police are baffled. I didn't know that. I don't seem like I'm baffled.
No.
But that particular thing, we thought about it a lot before we finally realized what the motivation was. And the motivation was an irate customer.
Was anybody hurt?
No, nobody was hurt.
Gosh.
The bank received enormous damage, enormous damage,
yeah.
But it was the bomb was set off at 2 o'clock in the morning intentionally, so no one would be hurt.
I know when people are refused money for a loan or something of that nature,
mm-hmm.
turns people into really tough hombres, if you will. I know in my hometown, the guy got turned down, the loan officer turned him down, the guy came back an hour later and shot his wife, not even the bank or the shop.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
It's people, you know, truth is much stranger than fiction, Ron.
Yeah.
And people, some people, when they feel as if they've been wronged, they simmer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they boil over. And they take action. And then they look at the police and say, well, of course I did. Wouldn't you?
Wouldn't you, right? Yeah.
Well, no, I wouldn't, sir. But
I agree with that.
That's what happens. And it's really, you see that I've had some cases where revenge would simmer for a period of years.
Right.
For years.
Right. I believe that.
And then all of a sudden, all right, I'm done. I'm going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good God.
Yeah, there was an incident here in Orlando not too long ago. A guy got fired, and like 3 weeks later, after stewing on, he went back and killed three people. You just watched him.
That's correct.
Was it a good therapeutic exercise writing the book? Because the book, I love the name, I Will Find You, Solving Killer Cases from My Life Fighting Crime. Was it therapeutic, even now knowing that it's not just cases, but about you personally growing up and how you developed into the crime fighter that you are now known for?
Well, yeah, it was, and my wife has read it. I got a galley copy from the publisher, the loose-binded copy, you know, front and back printed.
Right.
And I let her read it, And she read it for a couple of days. And she just looked at me when she got done reading it. I said, I didn't know a lot of this. I said, no, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I kept it from you. But she was quite taken by it. She said she thought it was wonderful.
And best she not know some of these things when you're going
through it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I still haven't said it all, you know.
If a young person, young, come up to you, maybe, you know, 19, 20 years old, said they wanted to get into crime fighting, would you suggest they do that? Now, I don't mean from the standpoint of what the contribution and the sacrifices to society that you're making going into it, because obviously it's a very prestigious position, but for the danger of it today.
There's always been danger associated with it. That's why they give you a gun.
Mm-hmm.
What I would suggest to a young person is to consider the fact that you're putting yourself at risk and those around you at risk. If you're willing to take that risk, you have selected an honorable profession.
I agree.
That will provide you with an enormous sense of accomplishment, an enormous sense of doing the right thing. I say this to people all the time. When someone does something unspeakable to someone else, you have two choices. You can remain seated, or you can stand up. I always stood up. I was proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the type of person that sees that you need to stand up, then this work is for you.
Well said.
If you're the kind of person that thinks you need to remain seated, then I would consider air conditioning. It is a growth industry.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. Or aluminum siding. Absolutely.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
Well, the autobiography, I Will Find You, Solving Killer Cases for My Life Fighting Crime by Lieutenant Joe Kenda. You got to get it. And, of course, last week started the 7th season of Homicide Hunter with Lieutenant Joe Kenda. In its 7th season, Wednesdays at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central, on an investigative discovery. Joe, it's always great having you here. I'm so happy for your success and your contribution to our safety. And you know I don't have to tell you this, but you can come back anytime you want, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. It's very kind of you. I had help when I wrote this book, and he lives in your area, in the Orlando area. His name is Wes Smith.
Really?
He was my ghostwriter. He is a brilliant writer, and he was able to capture my voice. If you know me and you've watched that show, when you read that book, there will be no doubt in your mind that that's me.
Wow.
And that is a true art that Wes Smith knows how to do, and I've never seen anybody else that knows how.
Wow, that's
but
great.
He does.
Well, I hope, Joe, you continue to come on my show to talk about your show in the future.
You bet.
Okay.
I'll stay with you.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Our special guest, Lieutenant Joe Kenda. Again, check out the show. It's in its 7th season, Homicide Hunter, and coming up, his new book, it's called I Will Find You, Solving Killer Cases from My Life Fighting Crime. Great guy and a very, very respected individual. In an occupation that deserves the respect of everyone. Check out our website, ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get to that site, there is an icon on the homepage that says Listen Live. And when you push it, listen live to our latest show on demand. And there's also a Facebook icon. Hit that and you and I can become friends on Facebook. We're coming right back.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgy today, and if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I'm a huge NASCAR fanatic. I've been following that great sport since the days of Fireball Roberts. We've had them all on the air, Richard Petty, Danica Patrick, Jeff Bodine, Greg Biffle, Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, Kurt Busch, and now we've got champion. Tell you something, the guy is unbelievable. What a driver. Joining us right now on the show is number 18, Kyle Busch. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, Kyle, before we go any further, very briefly, let's go back 2 years, okay? You're starting the season. You get in an accident. You have a major injury with a broken leg, and you're in surgery, and you're in rehabilitation, and you're in serious shape in lieu of the fact that you're missing a ton of races. And yet you finished the season as the champ. Now, that wasn't last year. It was the year before. How did you do that?
It was certainly a challenging road, that's for sure, and something that I'd love to not have to do again in order to win a championship, but I'm certainly thankful for the way that it all played out. You know, it was certainly a challenging beginning in not being able to race in the Daytona 500 or the beginning part of the season, but the way things kind of went through the middle and the summer months went really well, obviously, and got ourselves chase eligible, and through the remaining part of the season was able to race for a championship at Homestead, so that was pretty awesome.
Frankly, Kyle, I'm amazed at how many races you participate in a weekend. You're in the truck races, you're in the Infinity races, and then you do the NASCAR races. And when you put all of that mileage together, that's a long, stressful weekend, and especially last year when you really weren't up to par. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, it wears on you a little bit, not too bad. You know, I think there's some times where I actually welcome it and want to get out there sometimes 2-3 times a weekend in order to get some good experience at the racetrack and get ready for the race on Sunday, the big race, you know, and being able to have as much information that I can have in order to start that race. So for me, you know, it's been fun. I've enjoyed all that different racing over the years, but nothing comes close to winning Sprint Cup races or Sprint Cup championships now.
Well, congratulations with it, Kyle, and we'll talk about the predictions for the season in just a second, but here we are celebrating the championship with NASCAR champion Kyle Busch, and this year your sponsor M&M's is celebrating their 75th anniversary, making those great M&M candies, and in conjunction with that anniversary there's a big promotion that's going on that is pretty exciting. So tell us about it, Kyle.
It is really exciting. It's a huge year for M&M's as we welcome them and celebrating their 75th anniversary with our special retro paint scheme. I hope M&M's fans are as excited as I am in order to welcome the iconic yellow M&M's car back for the season. And by that, M&M's is letting fans get in on the action. On the 75th lap of any M&M's race, Fans can share their favorite M&M's memory, whether it be racing or not, on any social media channel, whether it be Twitter, Instagram. They can do that with the MMS75 hashtag for a chance to win some great M&M's prizes. So it's going to be really cool for them to be able to join in on our fun this year.
Now, by chance, Kyle, would one of those grand prizes be the opportunity to meet you and have a picture-taking session with you personally?
I'm not sure exactly, but we got some cool anniversary championship rings, so we'll see what else is in store down the road.
You know, when I heard that you're looking for an M&M story, and I don't mean to digress or be boring, but I got to tell you one of mine. I'm driving down to Pittsburgh one day, and I come across this gas station along the side of the road, and I get this mad urge for M&Ms. I mean, just an unbelievable urge for M&Ms. So I pull in, and I buy this jumbo bag. I mean, it looks like Santa Claus bag. You know, I mean, it's colossal. And I start to eat these M&Ms, and I'm pouring them down my throat like I'm drinking a Slurpee. And people are passing me, and they're wondering, what is this guy doing? I mean, when you have an urge for M&Ms, forget it. Everything else is just secondary in life.
Well, that's always a good problem to have, and we welcome you and plenty others to be doing the same thing, no doubt. And it's pretty fun as we enjoy celebrating our 75th season with M&Ms that, you know, you can join in on the fun, buy any M&Ms product you want. I mean, there's M&Ms chocolate, there's peanut, there's almond, there's dark chocolate, they've got crispy, they've got pretzel, they've got peanut butter, so I don't think you can go wrong in any choice you want to make.
And with your growing family, you're going to need all the M&Ms you can get, Kyle.
Yeah, that's right, I know what you mean.
Kyle, let's talk about the new season. There's a new ruling as far as overtime is concerned that has a lot of drivers kind of vacillating whether or not they like it or not. What do you think about it?
I think it's good. You know, I think it's a great culmination between NASCAR and the Drivers' Council in being able to come up with a plan for the fans that gives them a chance to see some overtime action, but yet keeps the racing safe for the drivers and the fans and alike, you know. So we'll take the green flag for a green-white checker restart, and if we reach a certain mark on the racetrack, typically about halfway down the backstretch, then the race will be called official. You know, if we go and restart the race, and everybody goes off in turn one and crashes and we don't reach that mark, then we're going to set it up and redo it all over again. You know, that wasn't a fair restart, but given the fans a chance to see a fair restart is what we were looking for, and I feel like we did that.
They don't have exit polling like they do in politics and automobile racing, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to know your answer, but who do you think this year, your prediction, if you will, as to who's going to be the champion of the season? And without you saying a word, I bet you I could just guess, look into my crystal ball and figure out what's going through your mind.
Well, I'd love to say that I'm going to be the reigning champion and the returning champion all in the same thing, you know. So it would be pretty cool to win two in a row back-to-back, but we've got a lot of stiff competition out there as well, too. We know the Hendrick cars are going to be strong, especially with Jimmy Johnson. And then, of course, too, you've got the Penske guys that are going to be fast with Logano and Brad Keselowski. But all the JGR cars, I think, have a legitimate shot at being able to win this championship. You know, myself, Matt Kenseth, Denny Hamlin, Inc. So it's going to be fun to see how it all plays out.
You have a beautiful wife, a great young son. Do you ever think about the dangers when you climb into that car every weekend?
Yeah, no doubt. Certainly, we know and we remember, for me, remembering what happened to me last year and getting hurt, having to sit out for a few races and whatnot. So there's definitely that in the back of your mind all the time, but you try not to focus on it too much. You try to forget about it and be able to go on and focus on what the task is at hand, and that's to go out there and run hard, run strong, and go for wins.
I pose this question to your brother, Kurt, too. When you two guys are out there racing neck and neck, who do your parents cheer for?
I think they root for whoever's farther behind in order to catch up.
And there's no breaks. I mean, when Kurt is coming up next to you, you don't give him any inches to go by.
Yeah, exactly. No, we race each other hard. We try to race each other clean and do the best we can in order to come out with a good finish. So, you know, it's a part of what this NASCAR heritage and sport's been about. It's been about family, but it's also been about hard competition. And sometimes, you know, you don't necessarily make family members all that happy out here on the racetrack.
Kyle, you guys are very busy. I appreciate you taking time to join us, and good luck with the season. Be careful, and I'm sure that we'll see that M&M's Toyota in the winner's circle several times during the season.
I appreciate that. Well, thank you very much, and it's going to be fun this season to see this M&M's car back in victory lane.
And Kyle, take us up on our invitation to come back soon, okay?
You got it. Thanks, sir.
One of the most unique drivers on the NASCAR circuit, Kyle Busch, the kind of guy who has a lot of fans and a lot of people that boo him at times, but you can't dispel one thing. He's one of the great drivers, not just now, but he's going to surpass the records of a lot that came before him and many that will never be able to reach it. Kyle Busch, number 18, NASCAR. I want to remind you to visit our website, ronseggi.com.
RONSEGGI.com to hear our latest show on demand 24/7. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in Munich, Germany, Vice President Mike Pence has a message for our European allies.
The time has come for our European partners to stand with us and with the Iranian people, our allies and friends in the region. The time has come for our European partners to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
Laura Trump is weighing in on the decision to declare a national emergency at the southern border. The president's daughter-in-law says she's glad that more than $1 will be spent on constructing the wall at the southern border.
We know that Nancy Pelosi only said that she was willing to give a dollar. So, look, he got $1.4 billion within the bill for funding the wall.
Police released today that Gary Martin, the man who opened fire inside a manufacturing facility in Aurora, Illinois, legally should not have been in possession of a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. Take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. Next guest penned a book called Am I Dying? A Complete Guide to Your Symptoms and What to Do Next. Joining us right now is physician at the Columbia University Medical Center in New York, Christopher Kelly. Hello, doctor. How are you today?
Hey, Ron. How are you? Good to be on here.
Thank you so much for joining us. I must preface this by saying this is a serious book, but it is set in a very light fashion, a tad humorous at times.
Yeah, we tried. Writing a book that's all heavy about medicine, we thought would probably appeal to exactly zero people. Right. So we're trying to give good health information in a lighthearted and accessible, easy-to-read way.
I would assume that the Internet is probably the biggest culprit when it comes to having patients come into your office and their mind running rampant, because every time I get a hangnail and I go on the Internet, I'm convinced that I'm dying.
Yes, hangnail cancer, very common.
Yeah, very common.
I think people increasingly appreciate that the Internet can be a dangerous place to get information. Certainly that's become clear in politics and news over the last few years, and it is also true when you're looking up health information. As it turns out, a lot of the websites out there, their goal is not always to give you the best information as quickly as possible, but to get you clicking around on their site, to get you to buy things from them, to look at ads on their site. And as a result, fear is a powerful motivator. You go on and they tell you something horrible up front, and then you spend the next half an hour doing more research. So I think that's why you see the big C word so often when you go online searching for really innocuous symptoms, and why people get so anxious when they're trying to self-diagnose.
Well, let's try to get into some of the steak and potatoes on this thing, which is not good for your cholesterol, by the way.
Yes.
First of all, I
moderation.
Do want to tell you that there was a book written recently about what you would want on your tombstone. And I submitted what I wanted, which was, I told you I was sick, because people just don't listen sometimes. So let's go down a few of them. Let's say talk about symptoms you should never ignore. Now, my father passed away at 55 from a massive heart attack, okay? So consequently, every time, I have a pain in my chest, I'm thinking that it's over. What should you worry about when it comes to chest pains?
Yeah, so I'm a cardiologist, so chest pain is actually something that I deal with all the time with my patients. And I would say the scariest possible version of chest pain is when you feel like somebody is sitting on your chest. It gets worse whenever you try to physically exert yourself. It's associated with some shortness of breath and your heart racing. That's like classic for a heart attack, and that's something that you should obviously never ignore. But there's a lot of different causes of and kinds of heart chest pain that you don't need to worry quite as much about. So, for example, if after eating a large meal you start feeling like heartburn, so like a burning sensation in the middle of your chest, it gets worse when you lie down, and it gets better if you drink a glass of water. That's probably just acid from your stomach coming back up towards your mouth. And likewise, if when you take a deep breath every now and then you get a little bit of sharp pain under one of your ribs, and then it goes away after, maybe 30 seconds or a minute, it's probably just a pulled muscle, and again, something that you don't need to worry about. And in the book, we actually have a whole chapter on chest pain, and we go through about 20 different scenarios, flavors of chest pain, and what you should do in response to each of them.
I always go to my cardiologist because of the history in our family. And we were talking the other day about too many heartbeats. A cardiogram that shows your heartbeat, and it gives you a good pulse level, because it's taken over a couple of seconds of time, versus if you wear a Fitbit and you see your pulse one time at 43 and the next minute at 78. But there's too many heartbeats cause a heart attack, or as they were telling, makes your heart muscle weaker? Is it dangerous?
Yeah, so that's a great question, and I'm glad you bring up the Fitbit, because many Americans now are monitoring their heart rate all the time because their Apple Watch or their Fitbit does it, even though they have no medical problems related to their heart. And so they're getting all this information about their heartbeat throughout the day, and they worry, like, is this part too high? Is this part too low? And when it comes to rapid heartbeats, there's times where your heart is supposed to beat fast, right? Like if you're exercising or if you're nervous, then your heart will go up. But if you're just resting, minding your own business, and all of a sudden your heart starts racing, that could be a problem. Is it coming from the heart or is it coming from something else? And is it happening so often that it could actually cause damage to the heart? If your heart's going fast all day, every day, that could actually create long-term damage. So we have a whole chapter in the book on what we call palpitations or rapid heartbeat, and help people understand when it's something to worry about or not. A lot of us have sort of brief moments where we have extra heartbeats or skipped heartbeats. Sometimes the heart can go for a few beats at a rapid clip. If it's happening more than that, then you may need to pay attention to it. We can go through that in detail.
Does a beta help that?
A beta blocker.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a beta blocker is a kind of medicine that slows the heart rate, makes the heart contract less forcefully. One of the diseases that causes a rapid heart rate that needs to be treated, for example, something called atrial fibrillation or another arrhythmia of the heart, then a beta blocker can be helpful. For a lot of people, they don't need it.
And it doesn't necessitate heart surgery to fix it?
No. A rapid heartbeat is not necessarily a reason to do any kind of intervention, but sometimes it can be the sign of a heart problem that does require surgery. For example, if your heart starts racing really, really fast every time you try to exert yourself, it could be because the heart muscles weakened, and in order to generate enough blood to your muscles, your heart's just racing really fast because that's all it can do. And that could be a sign that, you know, all the arteries in the heart are blocked up, and that could be a reason to have surgery.
What about aorta aneurysms? I read about this just the other day because somebody famous had one. This is a time bomb, is it not?
Yeah, so an aortic aneurysm, too. So the aorta is the big hose, basically, that drains blood from your heart to the rest of your body. And an aneurysm means that it's enlarged in a certain part. And where it gets enlarged, usually the walls get really thin, and they can be prone to rupture. And if your aorta ruptures, you'll die pretty much within seconds. So if your aorta is enlarged in a certain part, you have an aneurysm, you might need to have surgery. Certain people are more predisposed to having this problem. So there's a disease called Marfan syndrome where people are really tall. They have sort of long, skinny fingers, and they're at higher risk. There's also something even more common where it's called bicuspid aortic valve, where you have two parts to your aortic valve instead of three parts, and that can cause an aneurysm too. And if you have one of those, you'll basically need to follow with a doctor every year or two to get a scan, and once it reaches a certain size, you may need to have surgery.
In some cases, it's not detectable. It doesn't hurt, does it? You could be walking around with it and never know it.
That is true. A lot of them are just picked up what we call incidentally, meaning we did a scan for some other reason and we saw the aneurysm there. So if you have a family history of heart problem, if you're really tall and skinny, it might be something to just ask your doctor about.
Gee, that's the one thing I'm not, is tall and skinny. Okay.
Join the club, buddy.
Being of Sicilian descent, tall and skinny is not in our genes. Does cancer hurt? Now, I know it hurts in the later stages, but a lot of times somebody would say, my stomach hurts. Somebody would say, well, better get a check for cancer. That's not the way that is found, is it, doctor?
Sometimes. Cancer, just broadly defined for your listeners, is just cells growing where they shouldn't be growing. And when they grow into big clumps, that's called a tumor. The cancer can originate from any part of the body. It can go to any other part of the body. And sometimes cancer does cause pain. So if cancer is blocking the flow of your food or the flow of some fluid in your body, that can be painful. And somebody who's in their, let's say, late 50s, 60s, 70s, having new belly pain all the time that can't really be explained, definitely would be concerned about cancer, and you would do a scan to look for it. Somebody, you know, in their 20s and 30s without any family history, much, much less likely to be the cause.
You know, doctor, in the introduction, I mentioned the fact that this book, which is called I Am Dying, A Complete Guide to Your Symptoms and What to Do Next, was not only informational, but was humorous.
Thanks.
What part of what we talked about today can be humorous? Because I'm losing it a little bit. I'm a nervous wreck already just having this conversation.
You know, part of the challenge of the doctor is to provide reassurance to people, not only in the form of information, but also in delivery. And what we wanted to do with this book is make it very comprehensive, thorough, and accurate, but also be easy to read and funny. And when you can be reassured, we usually are pretty lighthearted about it. And when you need to get medical attention, we're usually more serious with people. We didn't want to just put out there like an encyclopedia-like book about medical you know, symptoms, because no one wants to read that. We wanted to recreate what it's like to see a good doctor in the office and have a normal human conversation with that person and understand what's causing your symptoms.
I subscribe to that theory because I always say that if you want to teach somebody, let's say on television or even on radio for that matter, something that is educational, rather than say, this is educational, put it in a format that is entertaining and let the information filter through that way because it keeps the attention of the viewer or the listener. And you've done that in this book.
Absolutely. And we sort of assume that people are not going to have this book on their person at all times. So, like you say, we wanted to make the information memorable so that, you know, if they're out at a baseball game and they have a symptom, they can remember what we talked about because it was is funny and stuck with them. Glad that you found it that way.
Well, but this will be on my person all the time. I guarantee you that. And I need your office number. Okay? The book is fascinating.
Yeah, I'll give you my cell phone at the end of this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Am I Dying? A Complete Guide to Your Symptoms and What to Do Next. It's penned by our guest, Christopher Cully, a doctor at the Columbia University Medical Center in New York City. Doctor, you can come back anytime, okay? This is cheaper than Medicare and insurance.
Ron, thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you, doctor. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill that's coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today, and our next guest, he's a graduate of Yale in math and physics, and we're going to talk about Yelp. He is the data science editor for Yelp. Joining us right now is Carl Bialik. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, Ron.
Well, thanks for joining us. I was reading over this. Tell us about this, because it is actually something that not only can be used by small businesses, by consumers, too, but tell us about Yelp.
Sure. So Yelp itself is a platform for connecting people with great local businesses. It's a website. It's an app. It's been around for almost 15 years now. During that time, we've realized that as businesses come to our platform to tell us about themselves so that consumers can find them, and as consumers come to our platform to find those businesses, we've actually gathered a lot of economic data. We wondered what we could do with it. So this has been a multi-year effort. I joined 2 years ago, and this came out. This has pretty much been a project of mine during those 2 years, came out just last week. It's called the Yelp Economic Average. And the Yelp Economic Average is our unique new way of measuring the economy with a focus on Yelp data and the businesses on Yelp. And we measure them in two ways. We look at, are more businesses opening than closing? And is consumer interest rising or falling?
How does it differ from something like the S&P?
Yeah, the S&P is a great way to track the value of very, very large, valuable companies. And many of those companies do a lot of all of their business with other businesses, and the consumers would have never heard of them, let alone worked with them. Some of them do a lot of their business in other countries, and we're focused on the U.S. at this measure and with our business, U.S. and Canada. And some of them do work with consumers, but at a remove. They're not in-person, in their local community kinds of business interactions. That Yelp were really focused on those businesses in your local community that you have those in-person interactions with when you buy goods and services. And those are the kinds of businesses we're tracking in the Yelp Economic Average.
Now, is it restricted to your geographical area? Or if I was in Florida and I wanted to do something in California, a purchase or something of that nature, would it apply to that too?
If you're purchasing something remotely, like over the phone or the internet, but it is a business that has a Yelp page, so it does have some physical presence, then that would absolutely show up in our data. Mm-hmm. If it's Amazon, let's say, that is not part of what we're measuring on Yelp.
Last year, the average of 109 million visitors a month on mobile Yelpers, as they are called, I guess. That site, though, does not allow any advertisers, so no matter how much they pay, because they don't want the advertisers to change any of their reviews and maybe taint the results a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there is advertising on search results, for instance. Like, if you search for restaurants in your area, you may find advertisers at the top of the search. But advertising or not advertising has zero effect on reviews. And, you know, I come from a news background, including at the Wall Street Journal, a very strict separation between news and advertising.
Right.
And Yelp has adopted a very similar business model, very strict separation between advertising and the parts of the business that govern the content of the pages.
Now, you personally have written about 490 Yelp reviews and contributed photos of about the same number. How do the Yelp ascertain the data?
Great question. There are users like me who are using the platform all the time. With every move we make on Yelp, we're sending a signal about what it is we want and what we want to do. All of those actions, you know, while we're very careful about user privacy and, you know, reporting any sort of private details for anyone involved, if you aggregate that, if you add all those actions up, you get a signal. So every time I search for restaurants, I'm saying I'm hungry. Then if the search results show me a few options and one of them is a diner and I click on the diner, then I'm saying I might be interested in diners in particular. And then if I order delivery, in the delivery order I get a burger, then we can say, oh, there's interest in burgers. So there are all these different signals we can use. You mentioned my review count, which is now, I'm very proud to say, over 500, or maybe shouldn't be proud, but you know, each of those reviews says I did business with that business, so that's a very strong signal. And we kind of had this menu of options when we were building the Yelp Economic Average. Which of these measures would we want to use to indicate consumer interest?
Carl, how does Nowcast enter into this equation?
Yeah, Nowcast is a phrase that we've taken to using. Suggests that it's not a forecast. We're not saying yet what we think this Yelp Economic Average value is going to be in the first quarter of 2019. But it is a Nowcast. It is unlike some government data series, which can be months or years behind. This is pretty close to the present. So when we released it in January 2019, we were saying this is what the picture looks like through December 2018, and that makes it a Nowcast.
Can you take a quarter average, let's say the first quarter of 2019 that we're in right now, and project what the second, third, or fourth quarter might be just by one quarter sampling?
Great question. You know, so far it's been a pretty up and down average when we track it. Like, it's It was down last quarter, but it was up earlier in 2018, and that's kind of what it looks like throughout its lifetime. So I think it'll be a tricky job. We're definitely interested in doing it. We're also interested in working with economists who want to do it because we think there is forecasting potential here, but we'll just have to, you know, get the right amount of data and do it in the right way.
Is this an app, Carl?
It's on. You could certainly access it from your phone, also on your desktop. It's all available at yelpblog.com. That's Yelp, like the name of the company, blog, blog.com. And that's where we have a post up with all the data, with all the explanatory information, like how did we decide to build it this way? What is this thing anyway? And that's also where we're going to put the information once we have the data for the first quarter of 2019.
If a small business gets not such a complimentary review, is there a mechanism that they can correct that if indeed they have a loss of business because of the review?
I think the review isn't legitimate. There's a process for flagging it, and there's a team that reviews it and various criteria for deciding what to do in that situation. Fortunately, that's the rare exception. Acknowledge or accept it, it, you know, probably does reflect someone's experience, even if they disagree with the person's interpretation. You know, the first step we suggest is it's completely free to claim your page. So if you haven't done that, all that is you go to biz.yelp.com, or there's an app for the business version of Yelp. You basically say, hey, this is my business. I want to be able to respond to reviews. And then you can write a response to the reviewer. And, you know, generally it's best to write a positive, constructive response like, sorry you didn't have a great experience, really appreciate the feedback, you know, we're going to take this into consideration, hope you come back and give us another try, something like that. That's a very standard kind of response. And then look at it as, hey, this is a great opportunity. This way we know what happened and we can address it and fix it. This is free consumer feedback. It's very hard to get consumer interest, even for big companies, let alone for mom and pop shops. I think a lot of businesses really take those moments as great learning experiences and opportunities.
Carl, where can we go for more information? Is it Yelp.com?
Yelp.com is the way to go to find great local businesses. Yelpblog.com is where you can find the report about the new Yelp economic average.
Very good. Carl, thank you for joining us. Our guest has been Carl Bialik, Yelp data science editor. Thanks, Carl. We look forward to having you back.
Thanks, Ron. I enjoyed it.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better. My life.
Hello, my name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information, or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. Smack dab in the middle of February. And I want to thank people like Ice-T from Law & Order, my friend of many years, broadcaster Larry King, Ray Everham, crew chief with the NASCAR circuit and also TV host, and comedian and car buff Adam Carolla, and Gail Becker talking about cauliflower. Also, Lieutenant Joe Kenda from Homicide Hunter, NASCAR champ Kyle Busch, Dr. Christopher Kelly, and Carl Bieling. Well, we'll look for your company come next week when we'll do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.